Ted Nugent addressed the Sangamon County Republican Party's Lincoln Day Dinner on February 10, 2012, at the Prairie Capital Convention Center in Springfield, Illinois. The program lasts about 45 minutes.
Are you kidding me? You know, I don't leave home for just anything, but for the Sangamon Republicans, you people deserve me. Thank you very much for inviting me here, and I want to thank the Sangamon County Sheriff's Department and the Springfield Police Department and all the heroes of law enforcement, and certainly Rick and Christy Brandt for flying me here, because if they didn't fly me here, I wouldn't be here. I have Labrador Retrievers at home that need me, but I have priorities. The whole world sucks, but America still sucks less. But with this administration, we are catching up. And tonight in Springfield, Illinois, surrounded by real Americans, we don't suck at all, you know what I mean? But I'm really honored to be here. And stop and think about it for a minute. Ted Nugent, the author of Wang Dang, Sweet Poon Tang, is your featured speaker. Are you kidding me? It's perfect. And I'll tell you why it's perfect. Because I'm defiant. I'm 63 years old, and when the punks tried to make fun of me for not smoking dope and not being a criminal, I not only laughed in their face, but I cold-cocked them, and I did the right thing. I stood up against the lie of peer pressure, the absurdity of this subhuman subculture in America that has incrementally destroyed the greatest nation in the world, and now they have a president, and I'm going to give it all I got to get these punks out of the White House so we can take this country back. And a lot of people go, well, I don't know, you shouldn't be calling them names. Oh, there are appropriate names. Somebody had a complaint recently that I used the B word to describe Hillary Clinton. Well, I ask you, if you would side with the gangsters of the United Nations, if you would side with America-hating gangsters around the world instead of the United States of America when it comes to constitutional rights, is there a better word to describe that person? And I'm here to celebrate that the reason my family is so happy, we are so fulfilled. We go to bed at night gratified and satisfied that we put our heart and soul into being the absolute best that we can be. My son Toby is here tonight, and everybody who's met Toby says, that's a great young man. You're darn right he's a great young man, or I'd throw him out. I got 9 kids. They all have alarm clocks. They know how to set them. Everybody in my band, everybody in my management, everybody in my hunting operation, everybody involved with anything that I do is the absolute best that they can possibly be, or you're not invited. And I'm here not to condemn as much the America haters that have infested our government. We all know that. People that have attempted to argue that point with me have made complete idiots of themselves, Piers Morgan. Ad nauseum. Have you ever seen me on TV? Do I kill or what? I reek of truth, self-evident truth. I bleed logic. And what the Nugent family, and think about it, I am the Motor City Madman. I really am. When I get on stage, I scare people because the music is so intense, because my band is so dedicated, because my crew is so professional, because everybody around me has to be the best that they can be. And if they were punks, it wouldn't be the punks' fault. It would be my fault for letting the punks in. So the real curse in America today is not Barack Obama and Eric Holder, and Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden, and Richard Daley, and Rahm Emanuel. They're not the real punks. We have got exactly what we deserve. The real curse in America is apathetic, disconnected, uncaring, unconscionable Americans who dare not engage in this unique, sacred experiment in self-government. The experiment in self-government screams your name. And I know I'm preaching to people who are here tonight because you're responding to your absolute spiritual obligation to participate in the greatest quality of life called the United States of America, an experiment in self-government. So God bless you all. But I bet you got people in your family. I bet you got people that you hang out with. I bet you got people at the workplace. I bet you got people in the Republican Party that are idiots. And you let them be idiots. Each and every one of you, what do we got, a couple hundred people here tonight? Big deal. I'm not excited. What would excite me is if each and every one of you fixed 500 people each. You need to ram it home every day. I've been inundated by idiots my whole life. Because if you're not pissing off the idiots, you're an idiot. And they condemn me because I don't get high. I get high on venison and bullseyes. They condemn me for carrying a gun. Are you kidding me? And by the way, I don't have a FOID card, and I'm not getting a FOID card. What is that? See, that's what I'm talking about, Illinois. You are the epicenter of what's wrong with America. Let me say that again in case you didn't hear it clearly. Illinois is the poster child for what's wrong with America. You gave us the damn president. Got Al Capone, Frank Nitti, Blagojevich, John Wayne Gacy, Richard Speck, Richard Daley. You got Ryan. Are you kidding me? You like plant the seeds of idiots and they just blow up and control your lives. God bless you who are engaged. God bless you all who are active. God bless you all who are fighting the good fight. But there ain't enough of you. So a Supreme Court, think of the words. A Supreme, whoa, that's pretty high up there. A Supreme Court justice in Illinois concluded. You haven't got the right to keep bare squat. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So individual creatures created in the design of God Himself, whose precious gift of life is the ultimate gift, and the obligation to defend that precious gift is irrefutable. So a man in a black robe has determined that you will be unarmed and helpless. He decided. Are you kidding me? Can it get any worse than a tyrant, a man of such power, abusing that power and voiding the Second Amendment and saying you have no right to defend yourself? Because if you're not armed, you're not going to defend yourself. And I can't think of a more defining condition than forced unarmed helplessness to identify slavery. I got up this morning in Texas. This is precious. I got up this morning, got my new Java going. I have my own coffee, Father. Got my new Java going. Got the cat some grits and sent him outside. Checked out, saw the antelope in the field. Sun's coming up, it's about 40 degrees. Drink my coffee. I got a little grits and a fried egg in my grits. And I grabbed my black bag with an M4. For you people in Illinois, an M4 is a machine gun. I just fondled it for a minute. Just fondling it. Threw it in the seat of my truck. It's legal. I have a Class 3 license, which is absurd, but I do have one. It's almost like a FOID card. But not that stupid. And I drive down because we had a flood in our house, so I'm up at the bunkhouse. I go down to my main house. They're under construction. I got my Labradors out, and I got them retrieving the duck dummies. And they're the happiest dogs in the world. Gave them some spare venison slabbage. We don't buy biscuits for our dogs. We just shoot stuff for them. And I went out back, and I trained with my machine gun. Anybody here train with their machine gun this morning? And you wonder why I'm like this? I get up every day and drink my own coffee and shoot machine guns. It's perfect. And in Texas, you can have that gun, rifles, shotguns. If you have the right license, you got that machine gun in the front seat. Drive around. Go down to Starbucks, got my machine gun. Lady in Starbucks goes, "What machine gun you got today, Ted?" It's adorable. I don't even have to order coffee. They see my truck coming, they just get what I want ready for me. When was the last time you heard of a carjacking in Texas? Doesn't happen. So I propose to you that the most fundamental, self-evident truth, God-given individual right known to man, is the right to self-defense, the right to keep and bear arms. And for my Illinois friends, keep means it's mine, you can't have it. Bear means I've got some on me right now. Bear ain't in the safe. Bear ain't in a case. Bear ain't locked in the closet. Can you believe that they're still interpreting bear? Are you kidding me? So Illinois, when you get your Second Amendment, that will be the indicator that you mean business. That will be the indicator that you're real Republicans carrying on 108th anniversary of Abraham Lincoln celebration. And if you are not allowed to defend yourself and your family, you haven't got any freedoms. So thank you for being here. Thank you for being involved with the Republican Party. Thank you for being an activist. Thank you for participating. The experiment in self-government is participatory. It's not a spectator sport. You're not supposed to sit back and watch it. And I could go on with a million examples. The fraud, the soullessness of our government, the refusal to be accountable. They're not just not accountable, they refuse to be accountable. Spending money that will never exist. Helping people that don't need any help, training them to be slaves. There's a million issues. The Attorney General? I've been a cop for 36 years. I revere those dedicated warriors of law enforcement. So the number one cop in America is running guns to the Mexican drug gangs? Are you kidding me? Can it get more insane than that? Can it get more insane than the President of the United States trampling on religious freedom? can't get crazier than it is right now. So those of you who are engaged, turn up the heat. Those of you who see the horrors of losses of individual freedoms and the entrenchment of tyrants in our government, that's what Richard Daley was. That's what Barack Obama is. That's what Eric Holder is. They think you work for them. Turn up the heat with everybody you know, everybody you hang out with, at church, at the workplace, at the barbecue, at the bowling alley, at the gun range, in deer camp, wherever you go. Don't let your friends be rotten Americans. And they're everywhere. If you know friends that think gun control works, fix them. Fix them. If you have friends that think the redistribution of income is a good thing, fix them. Don't give up till you fix them. I fix everybody around me. You can't be in my band. You can't be in my crew. You can't be in my family. You can't hang out with me. You can't go hunting with me unless you're a member of the NRA. You're not welcome. I'm going to throw you out. I have basics. And let me tell you why. I dedicate this night to the heroes of law enforcement and people who are engaged in making a difference and fighting the good fight. But more important than those great Americans, the Nugent family is blessed and inspired and reminded every day why the whole world sucks, but America sucks less. Since I was a teenager, I had a band called the Amboy Dukes, started up in Chicago. And because I've always done radio and television interviews, and I was always the right-wing guy, you know, I beat up more hippies than all the narcs in America. I mean, it was just beautiful. And I've always been a pro-Second Amendment guy and a pro-law enforcement guy, militantly anti-criminal, militantly anti-corruption. And I've always been contacted by people who really, really appreciate it. And the ultimate American who appreciates it more than most of us can imagine, and there's some in this room right here, are the heroes of the United States military. In fact, let's have a hand for everybody out there who has served this country, is serving this country, and your families for the amazing sacrifice. And that's nice we can applaud, and it's nice I can reference them. But with me, it's much more emotional than that. Because since the 1960s, these heroes of the military have reached out to me when they've lost a member of the family on the battlefield. And at first, I didn't really understand. My dad was a hero of World War II in Korea, but they never talked about it, so I didn't really understand. But I knew that war is the answer. Everybody with a brain knows that war is the answer. Because when there is evil, you wage war against it. Plan B is for idiots. So they would contact me and they'd want me to say something at their son's funeral. So I did. They would contact me and they got a son coming home with no legs. They want me to take him fishing. So I did. So, I don't know, 100 times a year. For many years now, we have an open door policy. He mentioned my Freedom's Angels charity. It's for the military. And we never say no to a military family to help in any way that we can. And we have barbecues, and we shoot machine guns with Marines with no arms, soldiers with no legs, Navy heroes with no eyeballs, Air Force warriors with no skin. And remember, these are the smartest people there are. Statistically, they're just better educated than the rest of us. So they examined the war on terror. They examined war. They saw how ugly it was. They saw their buddies coming home in a box. That's terrorizing. That's dramatic fear. They still volunteered. And they charge into that raging inferno of the war on terror because they know that the whole world sucks, but America still sucks less. And they want to fight until it doesn't suck at all. So when I spend time at the fishing hole with these destroyed, physically ruined warriors, don't tell them they're ruined. They got a better attitude than anybody I know. And they figure out a way to throw that fishing line with no arms or with a prosthetic. They figure a way to draw that bow back or shoot that rifle. And when I see what they are so eager, they're not just willing to sacrifice, they're eager. They're trying to find a way where they can take their fake legs and their fake arms and go back to Fallujah. And when I see the sacrifices that these men and women make, and they do it to defend and uphold the U.S. Constitution, how dare any American not participate in the freedom as so provided through such dramatic sacrifices as they fight the clear and present danger of easily and conclusively identified evil around the world? How dare any American not demand their Second Amendment rights? How dare an American being born in this great country and not participate when the road to freedom is paved in blood and guts by these incredible Americans who know no boundaries to their dedication and their sacrifice? So I would leave you with an image, if I may, that when you wake up every day from now on, you go, I'm going to sign up a new NRA member for some blown-up Marine. I'm going to contact my senator and my congressman today and demand some accountability. I'm going to give my elected official three priorities that my family, by name, to the elected official, demand an update and an upgrade from. And I'm going to do it for a flag-draped coffin. I'm going to do it so these heroes of the military didn't go over there to fight pure evil and get blown to smithereens for nothing. That's what drives me every day. That's what gets me up. And I set that alarm clock and I go, all right, let's get it on. Let's go. 22-year-old Marine Josh from Grand Rapids, Michigan, went to Fallujah right after I was there. Took a 7.62-39 Kalashnikov round in the spine. Only round fired in that takeover of that village. Dropped Josh in his tracks. Sent him home 100% paralyzed. He lives through a tube. Sips and puffs his daily breath. Hadn't done anything in 3 years since the tragedy. Turns out he loved the song Stranglehold. Who doesn't? And he wanted to meet Uncle Ted. So I said, hell yeah. So I don't know what I was doing, but I dropped it. And I said, where can we meet? I got a cabin up by there. Bring him over. Well, Josh was a U.S. Marine Corps sniper. And I went, yeah, all right, sniper. I started thinking right away, we'll get some rifles, set up some targets. But he said, no, Josh is paralyzed. He can't do nothing. I go, hang on a second. I got some pretty smart friends. Well, some of my smart friends put together this unit. It's a platform with flexible railings and a motor-driven arm where we mounted a 270. And because Josh can't move his head, we put a screen up with a camera on the crosshairs. And this guy is so smart, he put a tube where Josh could sip and puff and move that arm. Josh hadn't burped in 3 years. Josh hadn't blinked in 3 years. He's coming to Uncle Ted's cabin. coming down the driveway in his van. He's bouncing. I immediately got on the phone with my buddy. I go, I got a van, a late model Ford Econoline. I need a new suspension that's more flexible for a guy in a wheelchair. I mean, I'm on it, baby. Before Josh even arrived, I got guys all set up to put a whole new suspension and tires and shocks and an elevator door on it. Josh comes out. His girlfriend introduces him, but Josh can't do nothing. He's kind of sipping and puffing. I said, so Josh, you were a sniper, huh? Cool, man, I'm a sniper. All my kids are snipers. We're proud to have you here, man. How'd you like to snipe? Girlfriend said, that means yes. So we wheeled Josh over, opened up that platform. It's called the Liberator. Josh wheeled himself on that platform. Got that rifle in his eyes all of a sudden. Got the sniper eye going. And he sipped and puffed and bumped into the railings, sipped and puffed and got that little four-wheel drive wheelchair on that platform. Locked into the Liberator. Locked the railings in on Josh's wheelchair. And Pete said, all right, Josh, what you do is one sip moves it up. Two sips moves it down. Three sips moves it left. Four sips moves it right. Blow up those milk jugs over there. And about 20 minutes later, can you imagine, you know, any marksman out there, you know how tough it is to get them crosshairs to settle down. Can you imagine sipping and puffing? Josh was all over the place. I think I saw him laugh. Well, he sipped and he puffed. And we were trying to have fun and laugh. But there wasn't a dry eye on the property. And he finally got them crosshairs where he wanted them. And he did his last sip and hit that milk jug at 100 yards. The sniper was reborn. That's what we do. I ended up having to manhandle him out of there because he wouldn't leave. That's why I'm like I am. That's why I don't take any crap, because I know the price that we have paid, the price that much superior human beings have paid so that we can be Republicans, so that we can stand up for the U.S. Constitution, so that we can demand accountability from our employees in the U.S. government, so that we can demand they don't continue to rape and pillage our paychecks. We can demand they quit redistributing our wealth. I'm going to leave you with these words. I usually don't use notes, but my buddy, who was part of that sniper day, sent me the following. And I think this will resonate, and this is nothing new to any of you. But this is what we should leave here telling every elected official and everybody that we need to fix. You cannot bring about prosperity by discouraging thrift. You cannot strengthen the weak by weakening the strong. You cannot help little men by tearing down big men. You cannot lift the wage earner by pulling down the wage payer. Barack. You cannot help the poor by destroying the rich. Hillary. You cannot establish sound security on borrowed money. Tim Geithner. You cannot further the brotherhood of man by inciting class hatred, Obama. You cannot keep out of trouble by spending more than you earn, Fedzilla. You cannot build character and courage by destroying men's initiative and independence, America. And you cannot help men permanently by doing for them what they could and should do themselves. There's one line missing here, but I remember it. 108th celebration of Lincoln Day, huh? Home of the Republican Party, huh? I lived in Jackson, Michigan, and they claimed Jackson, Michigan was the birthplace of the Republican Party. So from Jackson, Michigan, the birthplace of the Republican Party, to Springfield, Illinois, the home of the Republican Party, I leave you with the words of Abraham Lincoln. America will never be destroyed by outside forces. but I'll paraphrase it in context of 2012. But we are being destroyed from within when we give up the basis of self-evident truth, U.S. constitutionally guaranteed, God-given individual rights and freedoms and liberties. It's happening right now. We have some great men running for the Republican candidacy. They're great men. All of them would be a giant upgrade, a monstrous upgrade over the current America-hating administration. Fight like you've never fought before. When the Republican candidate is determined, fight like you've never fought before. Not occasionally, not to some people, all the time to everybody. Polite, positive, but forceful. Because if we don't fix the United States government this November, we will get exactly what we asked for. And it won't be the rabid coyotes' fault for getting into our living room. It'll be our fault for not shooting him. So thank you once again for inviting me here today. Ultimately, I'm just here to remind you, we the people can do this. But not a bunch of little we the people, not some we the people. We the people. I bet you, I'm praying to God, the majority of Illinois residents are productive, are driven to be the best that they can be. God bless the Republican membership union that's here tonight. You guys are cool. I love unions who are Republican. That's defiant. That's beautiful. So think of Josh sipping and puffing. Think of those heroes that came home in flag-draped coffins. I flew home from Fallujah in 2004, and I came home with a flag-draped coffin. And on the banks of a big river, I wish I could remember the name of the river, over by Ottawa, Illinois, Marseille, that's a French name. Yeah, that French city. There's a memorial to the heroes who have given up their lives for freedom in the war on terror. And I was deer hunting there a couple years ago, and a great hero of the United States Marine Corps took me there. And I found the name of that warrior who gave up his life for us and was next to me in that C-130 in a flag-draped coffin. His name was Lieutenant Eric McCray, an Illinois farm boy who was blown to smithereens fighting terror. For those heroes, don't do it because you think it might be the right thing. We owe them. We absolutely have to pay off that debt. We want accountability. We should be accountable. And for those heroes, we need to get back the freedom that they gave up their lives for. So God bless the Sangamon County Republican Party. God bless all of you in Three Bears Archery that donated the bow. And what's my buddy's name? Sid Letts, who donated a rifle. By the way, we have a rifle, and I don't have a FOID card, but give me that rifle anyway. I don't need a damn FOID card. I don't like FOID cards. You have to have a FOID card in Illinois and Cuba. Fetch me some firepower, would you? So I'm going to take part in the auction off. Remember, these donations for this rifle and for the things they're auctioning off tonight obviously go into the war chest to take this country back. So everybody dig deep. And we'll figure out some way. You know what I'd like to do? I'll auction off. Go ahead and bring that rifle. It's okay. I have a Second Amendment. That's a nice-looking rifle. Maybe I'll buy that. Now, I can't tell what caliber it is, but I'm sure it's a good one. 22-250?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's a good varmint rifle. You got a lot of varmints in Illinois. I mean, are you kidding me? A Savage 22-250, model 110 rifle. It's got a scope on it, a variable scope. And remember, there's only one gun law necessary for thoughtful, intelligent human beings. Never point it towards anything you're not willing to destroy. That's the only gun law we need. So I would like to start this bidding off. And let me tell you, we'll sweeten the pot a little bit. Whoever buys this rifle, I'm going on the road this year because America needs my music. I am the soundtrack to defiance and freedom. And my band is so good, it's insane. We're going to go on the road all summer, and I'm sure Illinois is in my crosshairs. But whoever buys this rifle will get what we call a Ted Nugent Danger Zone package, which means if you are brave enough, you can come early and hang out with the band and eat that crappy food we eat before the show, and meet the band and hang out and come sit close to my amplifiers. If you're overweight, I will knock off 20% of your fat just by being next to my amplifiers. So let's buy this rifle, folks. So with this rifle, you get this beautiful Savage 22-250, and you get two tickets and two passes to any concert anywhere you want to go in 2012. And we'll get the logistics organized. You can't bring the rifle with you, but I'll have some for you. And you won't need a FOID card. Just need to be an American. Okay, so what do you think? I think this rifle should start off with a Ted Nugent Danger Zone, two tickets and two passes to the most intense rock and roll rhythm and blues party on earth. I think we ought to start with about $2,000. Anybody, $2,000? Come on, Illinois. What's that? All right, we are in a recession, but it'll all go away when you start dusting coyotes with your 22-250. All right, what do you got for this rifle and two tickets and two passes? Anybody? Spit out a number. $500. $500. That's a good cause. Beautiful rifle. In fact, you know what? Starting next month, I'm going to have my own Ted Nugent ammo. I have my own Ted Nugent ammo, so whoever buys this rifle can get, a half dozen boxes of Ted Nugent 22-250 ammo, and I'll sign the boxes. Got 2,000. Now we're talking. We got a rock and roller out back there. The country and western fans, they don't donate no money. All the rock and rollers donate money. All right, $2,000. Nicely done. And I will sign this. I'll wait and see if you're right-handed or left-handed. 22-250 Savage and two tickets and two passes and a bunch of Ted Nugent ammo. It says TNBMF. That's Ted Nugent Ballistically Maximized Firepower. Really? I was the mayor of Detroit. Okay, $2,000 for the rifle and the package and the ammo. Anybody else? Come on, it's worth more than that. Anybody else? $2,000? $3,000. Now you're talking. $3,000 for the cause to get rid of the commies in the White House. Now you're talking. And I'm not referencing the rifle. I'm referencing voting. Voting the commies out of the White House. $3,000. Good for you. Thank you. We can do better than that. What do you think? How am I doing? All right. Anybody want to take over? We got $3,000. The rifle, ammo, and the Ted Nugent rock and roll passes. And I got to tell you, backstage, I don't know if you know this. What'd she say? 32. Yeah, I remember when I was 32. Man, I was hot. $3,200. Cool. Yeah, plus we got the case. And I'll sign all this so it'll be ultra accurate. All right, $3,200. Good for you. Thank you very much. Anybody going to beat that? Did I hear $3,500? I can't hear squat, so somebody. $35. Nicely done. Thank you. $3,500. Are you kidding me? Good for you. And my ammo is really, really good. In fact, you know what? I've got a TNBMF, Ted Nugent Ballistically Maximized Firepower. I've got one of these shirts. I'll throw in one of these shirts. $3,500. Come on, these are collector's items. Are you kidding me? Then you have to sign off that in case you do anything wrong with this rifle, I have no relationship No relationship whatsoever. What'd they say? 36. Nicely done. $3,600. Now we're talking. Thank you very much. That's very generous, but we ain't quite done yet. The rifle, the scope, ammo, a Ted Nugent BMF shirt, ballistically maximized firepower. I love that. And two tickets and two passes to one of my shows this year. $4,000. Now we're rocking. $4,000. You have to speak loudly because I don't hear nothing. I can't hear nothing. $4,000. $4,000 is nice, but I bet we can beat it. Plus, you don't know, backstage we have a barbecue, and I wear a really short skirt when I'm cooking. Bring a camera. $4,000. And we are playing, and we might, and I can't guarantee it, but we might be playing concerts in Illinois with REO Speedwagon and Styx, and to watch me kick their ass will be worth the price of admission. So you'll want to come and witness that destruction. All right, $4,000. Anybody else? Beat it? $4,000, we go $4,200? I think $4,000 is a nice number. You think we ought to let it go? $4,000. God bless you. Thank you very much. I will make it worth your while. This will become a collector's item. Is the generous donator right or left-handed? Right-handed? Okay. Would you like me to sign it? Absolutely. All right, then I'm going to sign it on this side. I'm not going to point it towards anything I'm not willing to destroy. Sir? Another rifle?
No, they got to fill out a form.
Oh, got it. Yeah, got to fill out your paperwork.
And have a FOID card, yeah.
All right. Well, God bless you. Thank you very much. Let's hear it for that generous donation. Beautiful. Well, my friends in Illinois, thank you very much. Thanks for all the years of hospitality. Thanks for thinking of me. I'm glad I came here tonight. Thanks, Rick and Christy, for flying me here. And God bless you all. But really turn up the heat. Take back America by taking back Illinois. Because as goes Illinois, goes America. I promise you that. God bless you all.
Here's our winner. It's our coroner.
Yeah. Let's hear it for
him. Hey!
We'll get all the information to get your ammo. I'll sign the ammo because they're going to be collectors.
Okay.
And I'll get you one of these shirts.
Okay, great.
Cool.
Thanks.
All right, God bless you all. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
You bet, you bet.
Do you want to do that or is it?
I can't. I've signed this already.
Okay. We have one more item for you, Mr. Nugent.
Yes,
hold on. And what is that thing?
This is a compound bow for all you vegetarians out there. And we kill stuff with this. This is a Martin bow from Two Bears Archery, is it? Two Bears Archery. I'm not going to try to pull it back because I don't even know if it's set up or not. But this is the same bow that I shoot, and it's a super state-of-the-art performance compound bow. And no matter what it's set at, I'm sure that, is it Two Bears or Three Bears? Two Bears Archery. God bless Two Bears Archery. We got to connect with Two Bears Archery. But I'm sure that they would support my claim that whoever purchases this bow, and I signed it, which means it's going to be really deadly, you can whack and stack stuff with this. You might be a strap assassin when you grow up. But whoever purchases this bow will make sure that Two Bears Archery provides you the bow that fits you perfectly and that is really easy to draw and real smooth and graceful so that it's the bow perfect for whoever buys the bow. It's the right draw length. They'll set you up. And I have a funny feeling that if Two Bears Archery can't do it, I would make it happen that we'll get you the rest, we'll get you the sights, we'll get you the string loop, we'll get it all set up, we'll get you a stabilizer, we'll get you everything so this bow is ready to shoot. They'll set you up at Two Bears Archery, so it's really, you don't have to struggle, just pull it back smooth. Doesn't have to be a powerful bow. My wife kills everything with 38 pounds. Big antelope and big African game, so you don't need a powerful bow, and I'm sure True Bears Archery will set you up. So this is a great bow, state-of-the-art bow. And I got to tell you, with the rest and the release and the sights and all the stuff, it's worth $1,000, easy. Absolutely. So I'm going to let you auction this off, because I got to catch a plane. All right, God bless you all. Thank you very much.
This is a production of IPR, Illinois Public Radio.